Survey after survey shows that Americans are woefully uninformed about their finances. And a lot of people think that schools should teach more about money. But research suggests that those lessons may not lead to better financial choices. For our series, Your Money and Your Life, Gabriella Emanuel of NPR's Ed Team reports.
About 700 students are packed into the auditorium at Ballou High School in Washington, D.C. What's the attraction? It's the possibility of getting a summer job.
How many of you guys have $1,200 in your pocket right now?
Victor Robertson is from the city's Summer Youth Employment Program. They link up more than 13,000 young adults with jobs at places like CVS and the Department of Parks and Recreation. For many of these guys, this is their first time earning a paycheck, their first time earning $1,200. So Robertson says, it's time to talk money.
So if you open a bank account, that's establishing a relationship with the bank, right?
Nobody never sat down and talked to me about having an account until I got in the program.
Gregory Hoey is standing off to one side in the auditorium. He did this program a few years ago. His summer job, camp counselor, basketball camp.
I learned a lot, how to basically be a young adult.
Like, what does that mean? What do you do now?
Like, if it's some shoes or something coming out, I got bigger priorities now.
Gregory's not buying shoes because he wants to buy a car. But he says he's still figuring out exactly how to budget and set financial goals. Across town, Richard Cordray wants to help. He's the director of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Often families are reluctant to talk about money issues. So if not in the home, then where?
Schools, he says. Right now, 17 states require students to take some sort of personal finance course, and only 5 states require a semester of it. Research commissioned by his bureau looks at lots of studies that evaluate this type of education. Here's what it found. These classes don't seem to equal better financial decisions. They don't help with things like saving more or raising your credit score. But there are things that work.
The first thing is people have to understand where they may need to go and get more information.
Cordray says focus on teaching high schoolers how to find the financial facts they'll one day need. Second,
there's experiential learning, which has been shown to be very effective at reaching young people.
Get out there and practice. Lessons could involve following the stock market or getting lots of credit card offers and comparing them. Third, good old math class. Researchers have found that requiring high schoolers to take more math leads to better credit, higher returns on investment, and fewer foreclosures. Cordray says we should make math problems about money.
You could present it in the context of household budgeting.
Finally, there's something called just-in-time financial education. This is when you learn about a very specific topic just before you do it. So teaching high schoolers about mortgages, not that helpful. But a class on college loans, that's useful. A class on credit scores just before you get your credit card, that's good too.
You establish a relationship with the bank so you can get a loan with the bank.
DC's okay. Summer Youth Employment Program is following this just-in-time model.
I've heard credit score before, but nobody has explained it to me but today.
Tiandra Ames is a senior at Ballou High School. She has 13 siblings and says that alone taught her about saving money.
I learned how to not want so much and not to need so much.
But Tiandra is now getting ready for college and she's about to open her first account. And that makes her
a little nervous.
She's trying to get informed. She listened closely in the auditorium, but she says she wishes there was a class.
This is a credit card, this is a debit card. That is your credit score. Like, break it down a little bit.
Tiandra Ames wants a class about money, and she wants one that is actually effective. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.